Let's talk about something that y'all are doing, which is interesting. You have asked the citizenry for some input by survey about what attributes they would like to see in a city manager. Can you kind of tell me how that's going so far?
It's going really well. I understand that yesterday we had over 40 respondents.
Yeah.
And so, and they are... they're excellent. I haven't seen any, but Jay had said that, you know, he's read some, and they're thoughtful, and people have taken the time to let us know, and we'll certainly, you know, read those and look at that mm-hmm. before we start seeing candidates.
Yeah, where are we in that actual process now?
It has been listed on the website, our website, as well as Strategic Government Resources and the International Association of City Managers and the Texas Association of City Managers, all the places that people who are thinking of becoming city managers would look at.
Sure.
Well, and as a result, the leadership, obviously, how's the interim deputy city manager thing going?
It's going. I mean, we're short-staffed. There's no question about it. But Kathy Merrill's doing a fine job.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 3 months, which is really interesting. I guess the time has certainly flown by. You've got some things coming up in your workshop that have to do with the ongoing evolution of Northgate. And that's certainly been a situation that, we're close to a decade as to where things have changed there. Of course, the parking garage was built, but that doesn't necessarily always make people happy. y'all are once again kind of looking at parking rates there and what you're going to do.
Yeah, well, we looked at the rates through the partnership with the Northgate District Association, and they would like some free spots, and so we're going to make the promenade free from 11 to 2 or 3, mm-hmm. so the lunch hour is free. And we're going to change the new rates to parking lots, meters, and garage to full to get our costs back, you know, break even there. And so we partnership between... as staff has worked really hard on this with the Northgate District Association, and they're in favor of this.
And you might not know the answer to this, but let me ask you, is there special event parking prices like during football games and things
yes.
like that?
Okay. Yeah, we charge the same as the university
okay.
at the garage.
I got
it's $20
you.
A day for football games.
Other thing you're kind of doing is trying to address the loading zone situation.
Yeah, that's been difficult, and it's still a work in progress. It's not... 100%, but we're looking at taking a back part of the promenade parking lot from 7 a.m. to 11 and making that a temporary loading zone. So we think that and the one on Boyette and we can get there.
Now, that's not workshop. That's
regular.
Okay, so you're going to try to give relief to some of those commercial ventures that are trying to get their stuff loaded in there.
Yeah.
Back to the workshop for a minute. I'd like to talk about, it's a thing called the Economic Development Master Plan. Well, that's the kind of thing that really makes regular citizens kind of scratch their head and say, what are we talking about here? So kind of what is the purpose of and what does the Economic Development Master Plan do?
Well, we're going to have the third phase, which will be sort of the complete one. The first one was to talk about what our assets are, and then the second one was, what's on the ground and, deficiencies and stuff. And the third one, which we're going to hear tomorrow, is, what all of the data has come up and what we hope to achieve and, where we can achieve commercial and, high-end residential or what have you. So that's going to be the master plan for economic development, what areas we need to look at.
Well, you've lived here a long time, but, I mean, was there anything in, for instance, phase two that jumped off the page at you?
No, it was kind of a reaffirmation of what we already knew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't a surprise to me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you're going to do some things over, I think you're going to look at changing one of the leases over in the Chimney Hill complex.
Right.
Does that signal that, that maybe you're ready to make a move on that property, or can you tell me what that's about?
We're hoping. We've got some promising leads, and so someone who's interested in buying it is interested in buying the whole thing. The liquor store has a month-to-month lease. DaVita had a five-year lease, and then we renewed it 1 year. So this is, and they had the option for five additional years. And so we thought if somebody's going to buy it, they don't want to wait for 5 years. So it's going to be an 18-month lease.
And the DaVita seems to be okay with
that?
Yeah,
we've reduced the price, mm-hmm. and they're so happy with that. So we're talking to some people, and we hope we've got something good to report to the citizens maybe this fall.
You can't negotiate this in public, obviously, but I think the city grossly overpaid for that piece of property.
They did.
What kind of percentage of recovery are you hoping to be able to get there?
75-80%.
Really? Okay. Okay. Well, that would at least make the hurt go away
a little bit.
That
softens the blow a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you'd end up with a pile of money, and if that's the case, that's, let's say $6 million. Let me throw natatorium at you then. Can we throw that into the mix, or are those apples and oranges?
Well, the money that paid for Chimney Hill came out of our hotel occupancy tax. So if we sell it, the money goes back to the hotel occupancy tax. If, that's a big if, mm-hmm. the school board decides to place the natatorium on a bond issue, and if the voters approve it, the city, you know, may rent it at some point, and you know, for classes and.
So that money would be usable if, again, if those caveats fall in, if it's on
a bond
issue, also,
and if it's also, you know, they're using it for swim meets and multiple day swim meets, so people would be staying in hotels.
Okay.
Hot tax is strictly for encouraging people to stay in our hotels and promoting our hotels and tourist industry.
So it's conceivable that if you sold it, the proceeds of that could, in fact, be used to enhance the natatorium. As one member of council, I'm asking you, obviously.
I think, legally speaking, we probably could. I'm not really in favor of the natatorium.
Okay, there we go. That's just wanted to hear what you had to say about that. What else you got going on?
Well, we're doing a big enterprise resource planning project. That's replacing all the software that runs the business of the city, you know, utility billing.
Everything,
you know, new systems that all are like payroll, purchasing, utility, customer service, permits. And so the last time we did an ERP was 1988. So it's 25 years. So this is like once in a generation. So it's going to be the project could go to $5 or $6 million.
Okay.
And the reason these things, you do them, is to get all of your software talking to each other and integrating it. But we feel that we need to implement this with a project manager who's on site, who can train people in the new software and all of that. So we also have an item tonight on hiring a project manager.
Yeah, that's not cheap either, is it?
No.
No,
they go for about $250,000 a year.
Okay. But the idea is that it'll be more efficient. Everybody will be able to talk to everybody online, kind of thing. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I think you can do this. The College Station's going to host the Brazos Valley Senior Games August 15th through 18th.
Anyone, I think there was an inference there.
Yeah, it was.
No,
wasn't
no.
There? Yeah.
Anyone age 50 or over.
Okay, I qualify.
Is invited to compete in track and field, swimming. This one's for you. Basketball, horseshoes.
Oh, now see, that was just mean.
Washers, tennis, bowling, and much more.
Yeah, I like that. I can do the much more. How's that?
Yeah.
That'll work out.